This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Conrad Black, writing at the National Post, a distinguished biographer. We go to news stories from Canada, however, that are a puzzle, and Conrad helps me. The governments are different but the same. The word transparency, the word accountability means the same on both sides of the border. Right now, we have a comment by the Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, that Canada will not or cannot, it matters a deal, the choice of words here, meet its obligations to NATO for 2% of its budget to be devoted by defense. This, from a founding member of NATO, an integral part of the G7, and certainly Canada has contributed mightily to the Ukrainian defense. So, Conrad, a good evening to you. This surprised me. Did it surprise you? And what could it mean that Justin Trudeau said no?
Well, I can't say it surprised me, John. I mean, good evening to you and your listeners also. But neither he nor his father has ever had much interest in the military, and their chief area of concern in terms of the spending of the government's revenues and overspending of it, since they're chronically addicted to deficits, Justin even more than his father was, is in, frankly, what cynics might describe as direct vote buying. I mean, just handing out money to various groups of citizens in a way that could be reasonably expected to incur their gratitude that would be remembered on election day. You know, this whole process that all of our Western countries have of taking money from the people who've earned it and giving it to people who have not, calling it social justice and expecting their votes in return. And Justin is very sincerely, I must admit, concerned with pouring as much money as can possibly be afforded into these relatively disadvantaged areas of the country. But with that said, he did make noises of getting in step with the rest of the NATO countries under the impetus of President Trump's effort to mobilize the alliance to meet its commitments. And I am disappointed. And I'm especially so since, as your country has demonstrated, defense spending is absolutely optimally, from an economic standpoint, the very best type of spending you can make, because it is all high-tech, cutting-edge technology, and the personnel costs are applied in the most successful area of adult education any of our societies has. As you know, anyone entering a long-term career in the armed forces, no matter how modest their educational background when they enter, they all come out as university graduates, and university graduates in areas where you can be employed, not from gender studies or environmental studies. They're knowledgeable of engineering or usable sciences or that sort of thing. And it's just high quality government spending, and as you said, it fulfills our obligations to the most successful alliance in the history of the world, of which we were a charter founder.
I think
there were only 8 countries at the start, and I think we're up to 27 now.
I addend the possibility that the remark is not accurate. We have this from the leaks, but so far the leaks are being treated with gravity at the DOD. All of the leaks are treated weightily, so we await for the Prime Minister to qualify remarks that perhaps were ruled top secret. It seems to be that your country and my country want to know this, there's not be kept from us. But I move on to another part of the revelations of these last days. That is that there is reason to believe the Chinese Communist Party has been abusing Canada's sovereignty with these so-called police stations. That is, operating inside Canada in an unlawful or extraordinary or unacceptable fashion. And this connects to the stories that we've had for some time from Canadian intelligence services that there was Chinese Communist Party intervention in your most recent election. Some of those revelations or allegations touched the Prime Minister's office. This is a big story. So it all surrounds the whole matter of Canada's sovereignty. Is it being protected both financially and in terms of security services?
It is now a burning issue, and it reached a crescendo when it came to light that a prominent Chinese businessman who calls himself a philanthropist, and he may be, but this country does not look upon his spending here as philanthropy, donated $200,000 to the Trudeau Foundation, and they're spending $50,000 to build a statue of the present prime minister's father, and another $750,000 they've given to the University of Montreal, French language university, where Pierre Trudeau was himself on the faculty at one time, in some vaguely described matter that supposedly is connected to interests that Pierre Trudeau had, but so it had some connection to him. But the fact that this money came into the Trudeau Foundation caused a real uproar in this country, and the entire board of directors of the foundation resigned. Now, I don't think there was any reason for them to do that. I don't think they had any reason to know that there was a controversial element in our relations with China, because as we discussed, that matter was hidden until a leak that could not be contained or denied was perpetrated by an official of what's called here the CSIS, the Security Intelligence Service, saying that there had been this steady encroachment by China upon the sovereignty of this country. They have tried to manipulate federal elections in a number of different areas, and allegedly the recent election of the mayor of Vancouver. They do impose themselves on Chinese-Canadian organizations where a great many of those people have relatives in China and so on. Well, they have a lot of leverage, and they don't hesitate to exploit it. And our domestic intelligence service has been aware of this all along and has done nothing but warn the Justice Department and the Minister of Public Security of what was going on, and absolutely nothing has been done about it until finally, in their frustration, somebody a little like this business of the investigation of Hunter Biden, where you now have a whistleblower. Well, in Canada, some leaks were made under seal of anonymity to major news outlets, and the whole issue was blown up into a tremendous controversy, and everybody is outraged about it. And in those circumstances, it makes it all the more necessary to do the right and sensible things, and showing a vivid interest in the security of the country, including beefing up the Defense Department, which has been fiscally ignored for 20 years.
We have about 30 seconds. I just want to make sure that the Conservative Party, led by Pierre Poilievre, is commenting on these matters and that it's important to them. Is that accurate? 30 seconds.
Absolutely accurate. This is the most effective opposition we have had in this country for many years. And Pierre, it's called technically Poilievre, but in order to facilitate the pronunciation for the English-speaking majority, he calls himself Poilievre. And he has been very articulate, absolutely on point, and very effective.
Right.
Not demagogic and not irresponsible, but demanding the facts.
Conrad Black, I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.